Amar.
Amar.
Hello, hello,
Okay.
hello.
Let me know when you're ready so we can start.
Yeah, let me get my notes up. I gotta get my notes up. Testing, this is episode 4 of Dune Prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of We're Waiting for You, our first, I guess our first continuing episode for the New Year's of 2025. So I'm your host Star, along with my co-host Devo. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, and I hope everyone had a good New Year's, happy holidays, and all that festive stuff. But seeing that it's the 11th or the 12th or whatever the hell you're listening to this episode to, just keep in mind, let's move on. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you thought I was going to go into anything else there, Devo, but I'm just keeping it going moving forward here.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. We the world could end at any minute, so just move on.
Wow, well, that's very inspiring. Thank you for that. Anyways, welcome to our Dune Prophecy Season 1, Episode 4 and 5. We're going to be reviewing 4 and 5. We're going to have a recap. Obviously, we're extremely late on this. Just blame it on the holidays, and then we're gonna have a different
Yep.
episode for 6 and the recap. But let's go ahead and jump into it, Devo. I mean, I do want to stay on the subject of 4 because a lot of stuff happened in 4. Then we'll jump into 5. But where do you want to start off? I'll let you start it off.
I'm pissed.
Do tell, why?
My exact, I started out so excited. And I had said my excitement before and the reason why I was excited. We're getting Robert Baratheon.
Yes.
He's back in the
Yes.
flesh. And then he's gone.
It's funny, we call this in episode 2, episode 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever, but where we said it in episode 3, he's on the death's door. I said it, he's on death's bed, and this fucking episode, Robert
Is this
Baratheon
actor like
dies.
one of two things? Either this actor is independently wealthy, or casting agents are like, maybe he actually is like a drunken maniac in real life, and he's only good for a few episodes before he fucking loses it. Like he just shits all over the floor and he's done. I
Listen,
don't get it.
as I was watching the episode where Valya's holding his drugs, I guess that little respirator thing, and I was like, why is he still fucking talking shit to her? She has a respirator. You're trying to survive here. And he just falls to the ground. I go, oh, this is how he's gonna die. That's how Robert
Yeah.
Baratheon dies. And I'm not calling him by his name, Uncle whatever, Alcoholhan Conan or
Yeah.
whatever, or great uncle. No, it's Robert
Yeah.
Baratheon again. He dies on the fucking
Yeah.
floor.
Yeah. I don't get it. What did the guy do? What did he do? He's such an amazing actor. Like, why did he have to keep getting killed in every show and movie I see him in? Can't he just make it more than one episode, please, for the love of God?
I mean, you know what's funny? He was very in the episodes we saw him in, he was very forceful. It was great. He did not like Valya at all. He fucking
Yeah.
hated the shit out of her. He let her know what he felt, and I loved him for that. And by the way, Devo, he's been in a lot of movies. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe just in shows in general. They don't use him a lot, but he was great in A Knight's Tale, if you recall. He was the fat guy, Rogue.
Yes, yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was
Great.
great. But yeah, I don't get, like, are these people such on their high horse? Like, she's holding my drug. I'm just gonna tell her shit how evil she is while she's holding my drug that she's supposed to be bringing it for me. But no, I'm gonna keep talking shit, and she just steps away. Valya just steps away, and he just fucking dies on the floor. I was like, yeah, what did you expect? You're a fucking moron.
Yeah. I don't get it. But whatever. It is what it is.
I'm sorry you're heartbroken. I mean, I was hoping to see more from him as well, but yeah.
Well, there
It
was
was go ahead.
and I mean and we did see a bit of him, but it felt like also like We should be expanding the universe, and it feels like we had a couple episodes of expanding the universe, and now we just contracted. Like the guy who was supposed to deliver the ships,
He's gone.
he's just gone.
Yeah, we haven't seen him since. I mean, we're still in episode four, but we haven't seen him either in five, so.
Yeah, he just dips out. We're not getting any of the new houses. Like
Well,
another
no,
thing.
we got the great houses came on in the beginning of the episode. They were all landing. House Yasu,
You're
Hagel, I don't know how to pronounce this shit. Gunna Bangalblah, Vernius, and Yorkfer. We only don't really see any of them. We just their names are set across the screen. So you're both right and wrong. I mean, we see the houses, we see representatives, but we don't dive into them at all.
No, and it's just a couple things, and we don't dive into them. We hear their names, but we don't dive into them. We don't meet them like Game of Thrones,
Correct, we don't.
and when you have the fly-in scene, and remember I told you I love the
Oh, that's
fucking sp I love a
beautiful.
spaceport,
Beautiful.
but here's the thing is when they all arrive in matching ships. Like
Yes,
there's
that's
only
another.
one shipmate.
It's so
I didn't
stupid.
like that.
I didn't either. I was like, okay, this guy's gonna have like a warship, and then this guy's gonna have a beautiful like luxury ship, and then this guy's gonna be more industrial.
Yep.
No, all these motherfuckers came in the same ship, and like there's only one producer of ships, and I was like, what is
Yeah.
this? Like you
They
have the sisters have a different
all arrived.
ship.
Yeah. They all arrived like Uber Toyota Camrys. They were such basic ships and it bothered me. I really
Yeah.
wanted to see like some flair.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I was expecting different representations of the houses. Like this guy's gonna have a nice bejeweled, like looking like outfit. Even though in the Dune movies, we only see really the Atreides. They have their own set of clothing, and then fucking the Harkonnens have a different set. But when you looked at the Richazes, they had a different set. And then when they were having the party, everybody had like a different set. I was expecting that. We didn't get any of that from these people. They were all like, yeah, we go from the same house, but we're on the same planet like, as well. That's the way I felt like it was.
Yeah, and it is what it is. And then we get a little one cool thing. I mean, we don't in Dune, the Dune franchises, we've seen some weird shit, but like the weirdest shit we get is like Paul is kind of seeing the future
Yes.
and Baron Harkonnen floats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you go back to the 1980s Dune, they have like the all right, you're gonna scream and you're gonna shoot harder. So, and you shoot harder, you know, like,
Yeah.
so you didn't get too weird. And you also get in this episode, you get that they have
Yes, go ahead, say it.
base dancers, they call them,
Oh,
like
you're talking
people
about
who,
that. Okay.
yeah, like you get like, so there is some prophecy. Obviously, the show's called Dune Prophecy, so you get. Obviously, there's some prophecy stuff still going on throughout the entire show, but I didn't know that there was changelings in this.
You
Base dancers, whatever you want to call them.
yeah.
Game of Thrones, we would call them oh God. No
No,
one.
no one, no
No
face,
one.
no one.
No
Yeah,
one. No one.
the faceless god was yeah, I
Yeah.
remember.
Men from Braavos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was not expecting that. So
Yeah,
now that kind of
I put in my notes, what in the shape-shifting fuck?
yes, yeah,
Because that was
because
a
now
weird
that kind
scene. That was right after Robert Baratheon dies in this, and all of a sudden her brother's standing there. I was like, oh, this lady's having a fucking imaginary thing going on here. And all of a sudden, no, it's real. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then as the brother's walking away, we find out, no, it's the fucking sister. I was like, holy shit, shape-shifting.
yeah, and I was not expecting that,
I
and
wasn't expecting it
that
either, but
kind
it's a good add-on. It's a good add-on.
it well, it's a good add-on. But at the same time, it's 10,000 years before. Like, is this something there? Remember, I told you this show is meant to make it weird for Dune Messiah, because Dune Messiah, it's going to get weird. So this show is like, here's introductory weird. So I'm assuming maybe they won't, maybe they don't give a shit, but I assume that they're going to be addressing the face dancer people. And Dune Messiah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm down. I mean, I like weird. I do like weird.
No, it gives it an extra
But
flair to the show as well because now they can take it in a different perspective. And I mean, we're going to get into it when we get to episode six, but I love how they kind of used her at the end. But yeah, I'm with you. I can't wait to them kind of jump into this weirdness.
yeah, I'm down too.
One thing on this
And begs to.
episode, you talked about how they didn't really use him properly was Robert Baratheon, but also he was an idiot, like the way he died. We got more idiots in this episode, bro. This is one of those episodes that's I said it. We both said it in part one that we liked how Princess Yanez is. We were both like, man, she's amazing. She's great. This is going to be a good thing, bro. This episode three and then leading into four, I was already seeing it, but in episode four and five, you see that she's just a fucking dumbass, bro. And her brother's not too far off. The bastard son is a fucking tool. And I quickly like was like, okay, I no longer a Princess Yanez fan. She's a flip-flopping, backstabbing, both sides bitch. It's like, I understand what your father in your eyes is doing wrong, but that's family. Do you really think your
Family.
father, yeah, family. Do you really think your dad, who's the king, the emperor, is gonna let your seat of reign of power in the Carino family go away? No, he's gonna find a way. Why the fuck are you backstabbing him? And by the way, I'm a full-blown Havoco fan, even up to this point. Even though he seems weak, they're making him seem weak. But
Yeah.
yeah, I'm a full-blown Havoco fan here. But this stupid flip-flopping bitch is what how. Great houses fall because brothers get on my side, and then this fucking moron is giving away family secrets. And then, bro, these are the most stupidest kids I've ever seen. Like, no
Yeah.
wonder great houses fall because you guys, dumbasses like this. Like, I'm losing all patience every time I see them on screen.
Yeah, which is also kind of even more disturbing because this family is in power in 10,000 years from now. They
Yes.
maintain power for 10,000 years despite being absolute fucking idiots.
Oh my God. Once a family starts fighting within its own walls, we've learned from Game of Thrones, it doesn't end well. So, I mean, it just
No, yeah.
shows you like, if Princess Yanez was as smart as we thought she was, because in episode one, we were all fans, and then we just see her slowly like moving away from this, I was like, oh my God, this bitch is gonna ruin everything. And then, oh my God, this fucking dumbass bastard son is ruining everything. Bro, I was losing my patience here, Devo. I was really losing my patience in this episode.
Yeah. And we don't really get a timeline. That's another thing I'm really not really it just I like a little knowledge about everything. I want to know everything, and we're not getting like w I'm not saying we need like, 4 days later, 1 month later. I don't know how long it takes to travel.
Yeah, we're not really getting that because we also don't know how far the planets are from one another. Like
Exactly. I know
all
they
these
have a
houses arrived at the same date, same time. I was like, wait a minute. I was expecting like one to fly in and a few hours later, hey, so and so just arrived. No, they all arrived at the same time. Are the planets literally next to each other?
Yeah, and at least in Dune, they kind of tell you that, like, like, hey, we only have 30 days, or what? You know what I mean? Like, it literally is like we got to figure this spice shit out in this amount of time, this amount of
Yeah.
day. You know what I mean? They really don't give you any kind of time span. Like, is this entire show happening in 1 week?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea. We don't know how far the timelines are going between each episode or even within the episode. But even
Yeah.
within the episode, what I also hate is Tulia's also fucking up. Tula is also fucking up. And once again, this was another character we really liked because of the way she fucked over the Atreides. That was great. I was a big fan, but now because of everything that's occurring, now she's fucking up as not the head mother at, I guess, their temple or whatever. She's fucking up.
Yeah,
It's
well.
like everyone is fucking up in this episode, Devo.
Yeah, it's I kind of understand it as how it ends, like I
Yeah.
kind of understand it, but at the same time it's like what's going on?
No one's
Like
thinking. No one's thinking.
get your shit together. You're supposed to be the like when you see Dune. Now, like I said, it is 10,000 years.
Yes.
So whatever, I guess, you know,
Yeah.
10,000 years, they figure their shit out in 10,000 years. But you have the Mother Superior in Dune is very, 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 very different than the Mother Superior in this show.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you can tell they have a more fleshed out plan because as you see in Dune 2, they talk about it even with a new princess. But I think the redeeming factor for this episode for Medieval was the Landsrat Council. That whole scene, because this is where Prince's backstabbing dumb bitch comes out and like kind of saves the Harkonnen, Baron Harkonnen, because did you get it? Did you see why she took out her knife, Valia? Was she gonna kill the Baron to make an example? Is that what you got from
Yeah,
that?
I thought so, yeah. I wasn't really, you
I
know.
thought so too, and I was like, oh, this bitch is gonna play this side again. But anyways, we get this backstabbing bitch that comes out, the princess, backstabs her father. Just you stop being a stupid fucking dumbass. But Desmond comes out, and Devo, I gotta tell you, I can see why you. You're probably a bigger Fimmel fan than I am, but this was a great, like the way he played out this whole thing, his speech and how he, you know, kind of it made its statement like, no, we're in power. You're all fucking idiots here. We're in power. But the nod that he gave to the Emperor Havokal, where he looks at him and he goes, bro, I loved it when he pointed. He goes, we need a predator. We need this guy to lead us from these, you know, predators or whatever he was saying. Like, we need an emperor to lead us from these predators. I felt it in me, and I was like, holy shit, he just won him over. Because you saw Havokal's his face was like, oh shit, that's me. Oh shit, he's talking about me. Like, he got really happy. And then he didn't do anything until he turned to him and he goes, on your command or on your word, emperor. And that gave him such a rush of, holy shit, I'm the big dick around here. I'm the big guy, you know? I love that whole scene. And then when everybody fucking died, I was like, holy shit. Like, that won the Emperor's trust, even when he walked up to him after that whole scene. And he's like, no, you're gonna stay here with me in the palace.
And I don't know.
I love that scene. That was
It's
incredible.
no, it's a great scene. It's just, you know, I do like twists. I do like twists. But there's definitely some there's a lot of back and forth that's going on that
Oh,
we'll get
there's
into here in the next.
yes. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, is there anything else you want to bring up for this episode, or can we move
No,
on?
I'm ready to move on.
All right, so episode 5, and once again, I'm laughing because it's just funny. Once again, we get another opening space and landing scene, and I'm like, holy shit, who else is coming to this shit? Like, oh, it's in the same fucking Toyota Diva was talking about in the last episode. We're talking about episode 5 now, and it's just like, I don't know. We've been talking about every episode how it gets better and better. This is where I feel the drop. And I don't know, Diva. I just felt like this was not a very good episode in general, but we do get a lot of context here. We do get a lot of I guess this is maybe one of those episodes you talked about even for what was it, the Penguin, where you said, hey, you know, how much of a ride up can we go? And then we got a plateau and then, you know, set some new standards here and then go back up. Maybe this was that episode, but anyways, we can jump into it. I just wanted to say, like, I didn't feel this episode all that much.
Well, a couple of big things. I liked the Lila, Lula, whatever,
Lila, yep.
possession stuff
Yes.
that she's.
Holy shit, she went through so much of it.
And I really do like that.
Who possessed her in this
I like
episode?
Raquella.
Correct. Mother Superior
That
Raquella
was
that we see from episode 1 where she dies and hangs over the rein to Valia.
correct. Yeah, that was cool to see that.
Yes.
And the, you know, interaction with the god, or not the god, but the oh god, what they called
Which one?
ancestors. I mean, like
Yes.
the, yeah, like that. I guess, you know, you can do that. You can interact with that. The other thing that I really that turned me off was like just like the just rampant drug use. I understand it's like the small the drug use in Dune or like war on drugs versus war on drugs joke. It's like a it's supposed to be like a like undertone. It's not supposed to be like Like the Hero Harkonnen and Desmond Hart are meeting in his council because he's trying to turn Harkonnen against his aunt.
Yeah.
And they're just like passing back and forth the fucking little tube of fucking spice. Like,
Yes.
so, do you trust your aunt?
Yeah. I told you. Space crack. Like, it's so weird between Desmond and the fucking Baron because he just like he takes a hit in front of him and then he just, let me get your hand. Here you go. I was like, what the fuck is this? And even when we get the club scene, they're all hitting that shit. I'm like, holy shit, no wonder like this is all fucked up. All these people are high on this fucking spice.
Yeah, and then like it gets even dumber than that, where they have their little their little investigation, or you know he Desmond Hart's interrogating him, and he's like, I have a secret. It's like, what's the secret? And he's like, well, I know you're in hunt of the rebels. Well, guess what? The rebels, I did this, like, I was looking for stolen whale fur. And
Yes.
I found out that the rebels are operating in the underground secret market.
No
And
shit.
I sat there and I'm like, where the fuck else would the rebels
They're in
be?
the corner street, right in like in New York. They just posted up right outside,
Yeah.
guys. It's
Like,
so, I found that stupid as well. Like that whole, like if he would have said, "Hey, they're in this location. You have to speak
yeah.
with these people." Like if he gave names, locations, and persons to connect, I would have been like, "Oh shit, he's giving away this guy." You remember the guy with it happened in episode 4 when they executed those guys, the rebels. I was expecting that to be like who he gives up, like certain people that we already seen. No, he just gives up some random people that we've never heard of. I don't even think he says names. He just says, "Yeah, in this location." That's it? That's all you're going off of? Oh my God,
Yeah,
you
well,
really don't think the police in this universe don't know that? Like it felt so soft of a written portion of the script.
it's just, they do the same thing with the Sisterhood. The Sisterhood's very vast. We don't really have like a head count. Like we don't have like a giant moment where it's like, here's all the sisters.
Yes, you're correct.
So whenever I meet a new sister, she's dying.
Yeah, you don't get connected with anybody in this fucking show, bro.
Well, it's not just that, but it's like, oh, well, hey, they have that scene where they're testing out the vaccine, and it's like, I can do it. I was like, I haven't seen this
Yes.
bitch this whole movie, so she's definitely
Yeah.
fucking dying.
I don't even know who would that. So I thought she was one of the original four girls that linked up with Valia, or one of the original three girls that linked up with Valia. That's what I thought at first. But I quickly connected. I was like, okay, we've had the first sister that died, right? What was her
Yeah.
name? Was it the R or
Dorothea.
K? No, not Dorothea. The one of the three sisters that was with Valia at the beginning of the show, that part of her underlings, that she died right at the. That Desmond killed her.
Oh yeah. Oh
It was
God.
KO.
That's a big
Anyways,
one too.
yeah,
Yeah.
she,
Ka Ka Kasha. Kasha.
Kasha. Yeah. So we know. I'll go. Okay. Like, so Kasha was one of them. Then we introduced to Francesca in this episode, where I'm like, oh shit, that's Francesca. She was one of the original three. But I thought the third one was her. But no, it's not her. And I'm like, what the? Who the fuck is this lady? How? What's her role in this? Like, we get no explanation. Oh, I know drugs. Is that all we get?
Yeah.
I studied in this art. Okay. I'm so lost. Who the fuck are you? What do you do? Do you use the force?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I think that's one of the, once again, that's a weak writing point. You gave us no explanation onto this, right? You gave us even if it was 30 seconds longer, Devo, at least it would explain. Is like even it would have been great if Tula would have said, "Oh, I've sister, whoever, you know, what is your expertise? Well, I've studied on this, you know, I could use the power of this. I've like give us more of an explanation to understand what is her role." No, we just see her in a fucking jump in the bed and then she's trying to fight the virus. It's like, what power is this? We've never seen this, and she get fucking destroyed.
Yeah. Now we do get in this episode that it's kind of the crux of maybe the whole fucking universe, but that Desmond Hart's power, and I already kind of teased it with the whole vaccine stunt thing, but Desmond Hart's power is a virus.
Yes. I'm glad you worded it that
Lila
way.
being,
I'm glad you worded it that way.
Lila, while being possessed by Mother Superior Raquella, determines that it's a virus. And
That was a,
so,
by the way, the actress that plays Lila in Ghost Rodi Stages, she's a very good Chloe Leah. She is phenomenal. She goes through different emotion, different characters in this, and it's great.
yeah, and that's important for later on because that's going
Yes.
to be my final recap.
Same here.
That's going to be really awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you're right. We find out it's a virus. It was during the war period. And it attacks, what was it, the logic fear in the brain or something. But yeah, that was crazy good the way they did that.
Yeah, that was good. And we get another big. Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say this, one part that I talked about Francesca a little earlier on, but that beginning scene when Francesca, I didn't know who it was when she came in, and he goes, "Francesca, they were really eye fucking each other right in front of everybody. Did you see that shit?" I was like,
Yeah.
"Holy sh-." I was like, "Oh, wait a minute. Who the fuck is this?" And they were going through this eye, and she's like, "I'm here for my son." I was like, "Oh, she's the bastard's mother. Oh, no
Yeah.
wonder the queen is hating this bitch."
And unfortunately, I kind of had that spoiled because they had that in the notes for the casting. And so it was like in the notes for the casting back when, like literally, like the pilot, that was in there. I guess they had mentioned her. I didn't know that. They had talked about her when she wasn't there. So when she did arrive, I didn't remember if she had previously appeared. Because, like I said, all these fucking sisters, I'm not fucking taking names. They all dress the same.
Yes, they, for the most part, they do, and we just don't know. Like, bro, how hard is it? Like, when they introduce Francesca, just say, they could easily put a little title underneath, like a little scrolling title, like they do for everything. Like, this is Planet Arrakis. You see it? Just
Yes.
say, Sister whatever. Oh, okay, this is Sister Francesca, the same sister from like 20 years ago, or whatever, right? They don't do that shit, bro. And it's
No.
infuriating because I'm trying to follow along. Who are all these fucking people that we're getting introduced to?
Yep. It would be nice. It would be nice.
It
But
would.
they don't. But the good thing is it's easy to follow the two Harkonnen women. That is nice because I would have been lost if they would have fucked that up. If they
Yeah,
would
I
have fucked
mean,
up.
but the way they introduced them was very easy early on to get introduced to, because we get the time jump after episode one, and we know it's, Valia and Tula, because Mother Superior and Tula, and they call each other that, right? But
Yes.
4 episodes later, this is Francesca. Who's Francesca? Oh, she was one of the underlings under Valia. Wait, what underling? What are you talking about? Like, thankfully, I remember some of it. I watched the episodes more than once, and I was able to piece it. But it's like, bro, I can imagine people who don't follow Dune at all. They just want to see a show, and they're like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, what is this shit?
Yeah, I completely understand. But like I said, the reason I'm saying that also is like it's nice that they got that right because that's the other big thing that releases in this episode is that Desmond Hart is the child of Tula Harkonnen.
Yes, we found out that Tula hooked up with Mr. Atreides. Remember, we saw that, but she
Yeah.
was pregnant.
Yep.
She
Yeah,
was
they
pregnant. That was,
She
yeah.
was pregnant, and more importantly, obviously, she didn't raise the kid because otherwise she would have recognized him. And she didn't do that. She didn't do a very good job of that. But yeah, that's the other big reveal. It's not a great episode, but it does have some really big moments in it. So,
Yes.
I can.
Well, we find out also in this episode, which Prince's dumbass finds out the truth of Karen Atreides, and it's like,
Oh yeah. So I had a theory. So the first time I watched that, I'm like, what a fucking moron. Why would you leave that in your fucking gym locker? And then I
yes.
remember, hold on. And then I remembered that when Francesco first got there, mother Valia had said that we're gonna put your bastard son into we're gonna up his position. We're gonna up his position. So I think that Francesca planted that on Atreides. They found it somewhere else, or they replicated it, like they redid it, knowing what he had done. Like he had destroyed it, but then they redid it and they placed it in there, in the locker, because then she says, you have to, your job is to protect your sister. And like, even from the ones that pretend to love her. She intentionally says that line to make Casanova there not, you know what I mean? So, first time I watched it, I was like, what a fucking idiot, Atreides. And then
Yeah,
the
he
second
left it
time I
there,
watched it,
though.
I'm like, no, I think he got rid of it. I think that the mothers did it. I think the
But here's
sisters
the
did
thing,
it.
we never see a scene where he got rid of it. Like, if we would have seen a scene he comes back and
No.
he opens it, I would have been like, okay, he's getting rid of that. But we don't get that. All I get from this is
No.
he's a fucking moron that left it there.
I understand.
But it
I
wasn't
understand, but
locked,
I don't
though.
think so.
I think he
No,
didn't he lock it?
I think he's been, like he said, he bragged about how many years he's been there. And he's been, you know what I mean? Like he's been in this family for so many years as a spy. He's so good at it. I don't think so. I think that they did it because it was too perfect. It's exactly what the sisters needed. The sisters said,
Yeah,
I
it's a
need,
possibility.
I'm gonna put your, I'm a, like offering Francesco, like, hey, Francesco, well, what do I get in this? We're gonna promote your kid. Your kid's gonna be in charge of the fleet. Well, how do you get my kid in charge of the fleet? He's a fucking moron, and his dad hates him. Well, have him find an Atreides spy. Well, how does he find an Atreides spy? He's got to be the one that finds it in the locker room. They had already told us what the plan was before. They didn't say exactly, but they already told us what the plan was before it happened. That's why I believe.
I think
That's
you're reading
why
a
it's.
little bit too much how
I
he
don't think
found
so.
it. I mean, I
And
was
then she was,
expecting something different, though. But they never showed
but
us
she,
what led to that, though.
they did because, like I said, the girl, what's her name, Francesca,
Francesca,
she
the
said
mother.
the law. Like they're literally sitting in the room with it, and she says, like, hey, you
But
should
hold on.
be wary of Atreides.
No. That's not how it happened. Because he was upset with her. She came in all happy, and he was upset with her. He goes, "Why did you have me? Why did you have me?" So
What's your
her,
purpose? What's your purpose?
yeah, what's my purpose? She saw. You want to know your purpose is was to protect your sister, and she gave him the
Correct.
truth. That was the truth, because obviously that's what they wanted him for. But at no point did she led to like. Maybe you should find something to, help your sister. Like there was none of that. I think out of dumb, the way I look at it, out of dumb sure luck, he found this. Now, from what I
I don't think so.
recall, Atreides, Caron Atreides, left that thing in a box locked, but it was just open when he opened the cabinet. When he opened the cabinet, the boxes are open. One, even if it was locked, why the fuck would you leave that there? Even though people were coming in, don't just leave it there. Like, grab it and walk the fuck
Yeah.
out. But also, why did this dumbass just decide? Oh, there's a little note. Like, it's like if somebody left their notepad there. Well, let me look at the notepad and just look through it real quick. Who does that? Like, he decided to let me just pop it in and see what's on this thing. It was really weird. I found it as lazy writing
Or
still, but.
I don't think so. I think that's a I like she like I said, she says you have to protect your sister, and then it says like I'm an idiot. Who am
No.
I? And
She didn't say it like that. It's the way she says
she
it. She was
says
like, "Your
She
purpose
says it.
is to protect your sister from any
And then
harm."
she says, and she says, especially the ones that claim to love her the most. And he knows that his sister and Atreides are a thing.
No, I found that more
So,
of the mother. I found that more against the mother or even the father.
I don't know. The mother is like distant kind of thing. I don't know.
But
That's
here's the weird thing.
that's.
Regardless, you see how we're on both sides here? Regardless, that's poor writing because it
I
gave
don't
us
think so. I think that's
nothing
great
to the.
writing.
No, you got to give us a little more to the viewers to understand how did they find that? Unless maybe, hey, they're waiting for season two to
But
write
she's a
something in
pusher.
there.
She's a pusher. She's they said
But
Francesca's power was that she can imprint on another person's brain. That's
Yeah.
why the emperor can't hurt her.
Right. It's not like she can imprint on multiple people. I don't think that's the
I
power.
think no, I think she, that's her thing. I think her thing is she's a pusher. She doesn't do it with her voice. She can just push people, imprint them, and I think that's what she did that, and that's what because she leaves the room, and then he goes over to the lot, like not like immediately, but you
Once
know what I
again,
mean? Like
poor
while he's
writing.
in,
Yeah, right. I get what you're saying, but I think it's poor
yeah.
writing. I think they could have
And
done
I think,
better.
and here's the thing, maybe they didn't plant it in there. Maybe it was in there and it was a secured lock thing. Like if someone tried to pick it, like it incinerates everything that's inside.
Yeah.
Maybe they just broke into it. Like maybe that's what Francesca did. She went over there, she broke into it and then left it unlocked for her son to just go over there and
It's
go, "Hey, look, it's unlocked."
right, but it's still a little weird that they would have known something was there. But once again, we got no notion of that. And that's why I'm saying I think it's just poor writing. If they
Yeah.
would have shown like she was looking around like how can I get help my son? Oh, I have this and I'll leave it open for him. Okay, then now we know how we got there, but we didn't get that. I just regardless, we don't
Know.
know. We're just guessing at this point, but
Yeah. Like I said, that's 100% what I think. That's what I think. I think that that was all a plan because it worked out perfectly like how they wanted. That's
right.
exactly how they wanted it to happen, and that's exactly what happened. It worked out exactly how they
Well,
wanted.
it worked out for them because they ended up arresting Kieran on this and
And he gets promoted, and Francesca gets what she wants.
right. And I get and we see it in the mother, she gets pissed off of this, the Empress. Like, holy shit. Like, by the way, I don't blame the son of this part to turn in Kieran. You have obviously have a spy in your mix. But at the same time, it's just a little odd. Like I don't know. I'm guesstimating. I'm guesstimating. No, I'm not guesstimating. I'm just
Guesstimate.
guessing. Yeah, it was just odd to see all that. But at least he got what he wanted. Francesca
Yeah.
completed her mission of making sure her son rises to more power. And you see, the Empress is not happy. It just shows how stupid people are because. So I'm still a Havoc fan, but at this point, I'm like, you fucking moron. You're getting played, you're not seeing it. And on top of that, now you see Princess Yanez upset about what just happened because the father says, hey, Karen is a backstabber, and she just goes running off to fucking save this guy.
Yeah, that's like the third like event. That's kind of the writing here is like they had the first outdoor thing where he's like, Desmond Hart's gonna be the new general, and she's like, he killed a little boy. I'm gonna stomp and run away, and then the next scene, hey, we captured the Atreides, and he's gonna be made an example of, stomp away,
Yes.
and then the display of the soldiers scene when they're displaying the new army, the daughter. Stomps away. She stomps away a lot in this fucking movie.
She she's
The
a
show.
she bro, I lost all respect for her on the last episode of Diva, but this one even worse because I'm like, how stupid can you really be? As a person in higher power, because they're in power, let's be real, they're in power. They're supposed to be this great family. You're supposed to be a sister in training here. You're a fucking child that doesn't know what you want. You know what? Stop doing the space crack, and maybe your fucking brain doesn't turn into smush. Because right now, she's a
Yeah.
dumb, she's a dumbass, Devil. She's a dumbass. But
Which is
I
just
mean,
amazing because you see like Paul in Dune and he is so well trained
yes,
for life.
yeah.
Like he knows how to fight. He knows the name of the fucking mice on Arrakis before he gets there. Like
Yes.
he knows everything. He is a worldly well trained individual.
And you can
And then you
see,
have these royal
she's,
kids and they're just assholes.
yeah, bro. It's like you can see how the Atreides train their kids, I guess you could say, teach them,
Yeah.
versus the Carinos. But at the same time, the Carinos have far more reach because they're the emperors, they're the empress. You would think having the sisters train your daughter, control her emotions and all that, be smart, be well educated. She's a great fighter, as we can see, but then she loses her emotions at some point and she just fights like ass. And holy shit, Devo, I'm such loss for words here, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And by the way,
I don't know.
one thing we missed here was they go in Desmond goes in goes to the bar, and the sister, the undercover spy sister is there.
Yes.
That's in this episode, right? Let me just make sure. Yeah, because
Yes,
they
yeah.
capture. In this episode, you would think, as a sister, this underground sister spy, she wouldn't have this fucking knife. Why would you carry a blade that everybody knows is from the sisterhood and you're trying to be a spy? What kind of
Yeah.
ass spy are you? Because what's the first thing that Karen Atreides notices? Because I've seen that blade before. When were you going to tell us?
Yeah.
She was just gloating for the last two, three episodes. I've been doing this a lot longer than you. You got to be undercover. You got to be in this life. Bitch, you're holding on to the blade that everybody knows belongs to the sisterhood. Don't you think that'll give you away? Gave her away immediately, and then she pouts off about whatever. Like, you're stupid. Like, I'm sorry. I would have loved it more if they would have showed, because I like this actress was playing this part very well, she's undercover spy. But as soon as they showed the knife, I was like, oh, you fucking moron. Okay, you guys fucked this up in the writing. You should have just given her a plain blade and nobody finds out who she is. And if you wanted Atreides to find out who she was, make it in the next episode, which we're going to go into details here. They would have been better, but no, they fucked it all up, I think.
Yeah, it's a little bit of television tropes that just get
Yes.
repeated sometimes, and it's like, all right, boys, trash the place. It's like if your whole goal is you want to set up to capture one of the sisterhood going in there and working with the rebellion, why would you destroy the honeypot? That's the honeypot that you're going to capture one of the sisterhood coming in there, right? And
Yep.
luckily, when he's there, he does fucking find the fucking garb, like one of the.
Out of
Why the
sheer
fuck is there
stupid
an
luck.
outfit?
Stupid sheer luck. Why would you keep it in there if you're such a great spy? Like, that's what you said, trope devil, you said it perfectly. Those are just TV tropes. Why would you keep it there? Keep it in the fucking sewers, like 5 blocks down the road
This
in a
entire
ditch.
rebellion's falling apart because of unlocked footlockers.
That's the best way of putting it. She left it in the spice, just turned over a footlocker that's open. Let me keep the blade that everybody knows belonged to the sister. Is like, what kind of stupidity is in this rebellion? And by the way, Desmond Hart is like a cat. He does not die because, you know what? I'm sorry. Before we get there, why didn't anybody notice the fucking blinking bombs that were plastered all over the place?
Jesus. Yeah.
I'm sorry. We talk about how great the show is, but we got to point out the bad stuff here. Like, she had a bag full of like what, 50 of these bombs, and then every so often, as they're walking by a beam or something, you see the bomb blinking. These people are plastering it all over the place in this bar. No one's noticing this. Like, what's
Yeah,
going on here?
the other thing that I have also kind of been a problem with. I understand that we're like there's not a lot of thinking machines. I understand that. I understand there's no thinking machines. But if you have a bomb that can be remotely detonated, then that means you're transmitting signal, and that's okay. Which means that like security cameras would be okay. So we start out the very first episode, there's footage of Desmond Hart getting swallowed by a worm on Arrakis. We
Yes,
have
in the middle of
footage of
nowhere.
that.
In the middle of nowhere.
But apparently the fucking prison, people are just getting fucking broken out of the goddamn prison, and there's not a single guard booth with a fucking row of cameras where they can just go, hey, there's people here.
It's mind-boggling as some of this happens. Like, let's not even get into the prison scene. Let's just talk, stay on the bar for a second. It's like that's sheer stupidity of kind of the lazy writing is what I'm upset about. But
Yes.
jumping back, Desmond Hart has nine lives in the show because the bombs blow off. He hits the belt. I'm surprised it didn't kill him. I would think an explosion will probably go through the shield and kill him, but no, he just gets up and just walks away from this thing. And I was in shock, really. I would have found it better that after he heard the beeps and all that, or something to give him a cue of like maybe he sees a bomb, he decides, oh shit, and maybe just, I don't know, hide behind a fucking blast door that just there or something. This man just turns on
Yeah,
the
I
shield.
don't.
That's some powerful shields, bro. Like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess it makes sense though, because it only works like that's why they have to use swords and they can't use guns, because the shields specifically stop fast moving things. And what's
Right.
faster than fucking shrapnel from an IED? You know what
Right,
I mean? Like,
but there
that's
was
the
fu there
fastest
was
possible thing.
there's fire. There's Devil. That shield is not gonna stop a fucking roof from collapsing on top of your head because that explosion was large, and just crushing the guy. Right,
Yeah.
I was expecting a little like kind of more. Yeah, he's just. By the way, it was a cool scene. Don't get me wrong. That way he hit it, turned on,
Yeah.
and the explosion around them. I really like that. That was really cool. But if the explosion blows the roof off, because we saw the roof being blown off, I was expecting him to fall through a floor. He gets crushed by something, but no, he came out unscathed. I was like, well, I guess he came out unscathed. Like, if they told me, hey, he had a level one shield on versus a level four that's for the public, I would have been like, oh shit, okay, they kind of explained it. A level one can take an explosion like that,
Yeah.
but we didn't get any of that. But I was like, holy shit, Desmond Har is fucking surviving.
I have another thing to say. What if it's the now that we know it's a virus, what if the virus protected him?
I was thinking that too. I would have loved to see somehow some type of like healing that the showcases that, but we don't get that. I was hoping that too. I was like, okay, maybe with the burns, the burns on his body, if they would have shown it, it starts
Yeah.
healing kind of quicker. And if it, like a doctor, a medic comes in and is like, oh, let me heal you. He goes, no, it is fine. I can take it. And his body starts healing somehow. I would have been like, okay, that's kind of a good explanation. Maybe we saw something on there, but we didn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I don't know.
I
They
don't
don't
know
really
either,
answer that
but
one.
yeah. But you would think at least fire will still burn the fucking guy. It's not like that shield can. I mean, is that shield against fire too? I mean, we haven't seen
I
anything
don't
like
know.
that.
I mean, if it is, then why not fucking use that on Arrakis if it takes care of
Yes.
heat?
Yes, I would
Like,
agree.
why do you need the cool suit? Like,
Just turn
just
the
fucking
shield on.
initiate your shields.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great for against sun rays.
Yeah, like we don't need that. We can just use this. Works
Yeah,
great.
little explanation would be nice, but yeah.
Yep.
I mean, other than that,
But
at least the episode explained a lot. I mean, I don't have anything else I want to add to it, but at least the episode did progress the story a bit.
I agree. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, same here. I think that's a good little wrap up for 4 and 5, and I'm excited to talk about 6 on our next episode and the wrap up. But yeah, Debo. Other than that, thank you everyone for joining us and listening to our little rant here and shitting all over some of these stupid characters that fucked up in this episode.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, everyone. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Bye bye.
Yep, love you. Bye.
Aw, you said I love you.
I'm ready.
You didn't say something. Okay, here
I
I
just
go.
had to go.